Gremlin worm.
Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
You don't like my pause? You don't like my Shatner-esque pause?
Oh, is that what you're doing?
No, I just... Actually, I'm pausing until the end of the gong, and then I... That's all I'm doing, really.
I didn't know you were using your Shat.
No, I'm not. I'm not channeling my Shat anywhere. No, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Shatism.
My Shat... The Shatner. Oh my, it's hot.
Yeah.
That's all I want to talk about is how hot it is, really.
I had a feeling.
Now it's down in the 80s. I think it says 85 up there. I can't read it from over here.
I could put my pants back on now.
But, it was like 105, and I was like, oh my God, it's miserable.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah.
I cooked some pizza rolls out on the deck.
What?
So hot.
What?
I cooked some pizza rolls out on the deck. It was so hot. That's. Wrapped them in tin foil, set them out there.
For real?
No, I'm joking. It's
for
just,
real?
I'm just joking.
I thought you'd be like John Hargrave.
Had a hot pocket out of there. I cooked a hot pocket.
I cooked a lasagna.
Oh, you jumped out.
Out on the picnic table.
There you go. You cut out. It was weird.
I cut out. Oh, just a kooky voice too. Man.
Yeah, I know. That's what was funny when I cut out because it was like Harvey Firestein or something over there.
That wasn't my Harvey Firestein. But.
Well, somehow they all sound the same to me. I don't know.
I was smoking some sausage outside, if you know what I mean. I was talking on the phone to my mother.
Do you have that around your house where the people with the cordless phones, like, walk around the yard on the phone?
No.
You don't? That was a big thing over in St. Louis. Everybody had these, like, you know, 2.4 gigahertz cordless phones, and they'd all walk around their little postage stamp yards talking, picking up dog poop and whatnot. It was just...
It wouldn't matter, because half my neighborhood doesn't really speak English anyway, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
I'd just be out at... I'd be like...
You live in Epcot or what? There,
yeah, basically, yeah.
I live in middle class Epcot over here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, namaste. What's going on? Man?
Call it Epcot.
Yeah. Malek salam.
Nice. No, I never understood that, people with their phones outside. That always kind of bothered me because this was like pre-cell phone boom, and so it's kind of weird when you listen to people's conversations when you're trying to sit outside. And, you know.
No, I know. I don't really see anything kooky like that. No, I just see a lot of yard work going on when I'm not doing mine.
Well, that's a lifelong thing, isn't it, really? I mean, you know.
Go have a drink and watch.
I believe your dad's
yard.
Talked about that a lot. Shouldn't you be out cutting the yard or something?
No.
It's too hot, Dad.
I'm waiting till my kids get older, and then they
can
do it.
They're almost there.
I know.
Almost
Thank
there.
God. Yeah.
I have to bump that allowance.
True.
Get them to cut that lawn, you know.
Yep.
Probably ought to buy a little safer mower, you know.
We're just fine with what we have.
You probably inherited the mower that was already there, and so it's probably like from the 70s or something.
I have a nice Canadian-built mower that I use.
Oh, really? A Canuck mower.
Yep, I support our Canadian friends.
There you go. What is it, a bunch of loonies that are tied to a wheel or something and eat your grass?
No, there's a big ass sticker on it. It says probably made in Canada, actually.
Eh? Is that what it says?
Hey, take off. Eh?
Take off, eh? I'll mow the grass, eh? This is also a snowblower, eh?
I'll probably get your butt right now. Buy America, you jackass!
You're like Steve Austin tonight, man. You're breaking up.
Really? Every time I do a kooky voice, I break up.
Yeah, maybe that's planned. I'm not sure. So, anyway, I felt kind of bad this week. I had, like, a really bad thing happen at work. I had to get this thing turned in, like, well, I thought I had another day, and it turns out I didn't. And so this guy I work with volunteered to drive it to the middle of the state for me. And,
because you screwed up.
Well, no, he actually volunteered even prior to me losing the day. And so I took him up on it. And then it just so happened that he left, like, somewhere mid-morning. And then my wife shows up for lunch, which I didn't realize she was going to do that. So I went out and had a really nice lunch with my wife. And when I get back, he was stranded on the side of the road.
What an ass.
So then I felt really bad. I even made mention to my wife while we were at lunch. I go, you know, I feel bad, you know, because Bill is taking this thing for me across the state. And then here I am having a nice lunch. And then I get back and I go, you know, I go, hey, what's going on? Is the sky falling? And, you know, I've been a smart ass. And then they go, yeah. And they go, well, Bill's stuck on the side of the road on Highway 70. So I said I'd go get him, so I ran out and got him. So.
There you are at Portillo's having some hot dog.
Oh, no, I went to Chewy's, a Mexican place. It was really good.
Chewy's. They have a buffet there?
No buffet, but they had fantastic beef fajitas.
Huh. Chewy's, huh?
And all the chips you can eat, man.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good place. Yeah. I think there's only one of them, so.
Yeah. Huh.
But anyway, so it was like a 2 hour. He was 2 hours away, so I had to drive. It's like a 4 hour plus drive to get this guy, but I felt really bad. So.
So did you go get him?
Yeah, I did. I went and got him.
Yeah. What was wrong?
The car broke down, man.
So what happened though? I mean, it was
the
like
transmission.
His car or?
No, it was company car.
Oh, no, yeah, I would figure, yeah.
Transmission went out, and so they had a, but there was supposed to be a tow truck on the way, but we didn't wait for it, so.
Screw that, man.
That was the exact term, because it was so hot, man. It was so friggin' hot.
We get like a dollar a mile, man. Let's just take our time, dude.
Well, I had a different company car, so I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't getting any mileage. I was just time.
I know how you like to sop it up. You know,
yeah. So, yeah, I felt pretty bad. I'm like, oh, my, that's terrible. Yeah, here I'm enjoying myself, you know.
Right.
This poor guy's doing a same-day delivery for me. And luckily, he had the breakdown on the way back, so my thing actually arrived on time, but...
Hey, Bill, you know what your favorite Tom Petty song is? Breakdown!
Yeah.
Shut up, Bob, you're this.
And the thing was, I think he had just made a pit stop, and he just got back on the highway, and he was like about 3 or 4 miles away from the nearest town, so he couldn't go anywhere. Thank goodness for cell phones, I guess.
So
cell phone service.
There you go.
So I feel like a big, you know, I feel like a big dickweed, but that's all.
Well, you know.
Just like what you always say, you know.
Well, you know, I have said it before. So.
Yeah. But I guess all was well, though.
Yeah.
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 All's well that ends well. Everybody's okay. Nobody lost any, you know, blood or anything. So.
Right.
And he the car actually still ran, so he had the air conditioner on. Hey, you okay?
No, I was doing that Neil Diamond voice before we started recording. I hurt myself or something. Man.
On your boat and on your plane.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
They're coming to America.
No, it wasn't like that. Sorry, I hurt myself or something.
Never looking back again.
Strained my vocal cords or
They're
something.
They're coming to America.
New day.
New day.
Yeah.
My country to the V.
Hey.
Sweet wind of liberty. So what's up with you?
I got in. You know, this isn't a funny story, but the title, the show just said Strange and Funny Happenings.
Right, yeah, we put that on there for a reason, I think.
Just in case the story sucks, you can say it was a strange story. It wasn't a funny story. It wasn't But no, I was
wasn't
at
that
a
strange.
I was at a going away party for one of our former babysitters is joining the military.
Oh jeez.
And what? That's not funny. What's so funny
that's
about that? What's that? That's not funny.
You goddamn kids better be walking in time. What kind of babysitter do you have?
I want the head so clean the Virgin Mary herself will be proud of going there and take a crap.
That's right. Oh. What kind of babysitter do you
have? This is a nice young
girl. Got Arlie Emery as your babysitter.
This is a nice young girl that graduated from high school.
Nice young girls don't go in the military. I'll tell you that right now.
Well,
Bull Dykes go
choice.
In the military.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
She is not a Bull Dyke. No, she is not. No,
yes.
She... No.
There's not a lot of nice young girls that go in the military, let me tell you that.
Well, that's her decision, Bob. I can't,
Bob, I tried to talk her out of it. I said, there's a strip club on the east side that you could possibly get a job at.
Yeah.
I'd come give you a few dollars every once in a while.
No, this is a nice young lady. I don't want to cheapen it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever.
Actually, I did a story about her, though, about a year or two ago where she helped me, like, I was looking at calendars at the mall. And like,
is she the one that has a boyfriend at a Chinese restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at calendars, and she, like, pointed out the dirty calendars to me, and I said, well, which one's the dirtiest? And she picked up one. Remember that? I don't know if you remember.
I do remember that. I remember that, yes.
So, anyway, I'm in their kitchen, and I...
Did she the one that... Hey, is she the babysitter that answered the phone for Mr. Skin?
You know, I don't remember. I don't remember who actually answered the phone. With
that was funny.
We had several babysitters here, so I don't know.
Yeah, you must go through them pretty harsh because they're all joining the military.
Well, they get old and graduate, you know.
So yeah.
Anyway, to get to the story here, if I run out of time, it's...
They get old, yes. Tell me about it.
There was just... I was in the kitchen. There wasn't very many people in the kitchen, but there was this...
Were you just checking out the refrigerator situation or what?
I was eating, there was this girl, I say girl because I'm getting old now, but
yeah.
This girl in her 20s, let's say. That's,
you know, it's true.
Got some healthy, at least D-sized boobs.
Okay,
so
yes.
She's got some cans on her.
Okay.
So we'll call her Dolly Parton. Dolly. And she's talking to... she didn't look like Dolly Parton. I'm just trying to, tell you.
Okay.
So she's talking to, like, another young girl who's probably about 19 or 20. Like, we'll call her Keira Knightley, okay?
Okay, you know? So, like, she's real skinny.
Skinny, but she's got some cans, too. You know,
well,
not
would,
as big.
That would not be Keira Knightley, so...
Not as big. They're small.
Okay.
So, I don't want to cheapen it, though, so...
I hear you.
So anyway, they're having a little conversation about, oh, yeah, you look good. Oh, you look good, too. And the Keira Knightley one is like, oh, well, I really look the same, like I did back in fifth grade. You know, people say that.
Oh, really?
Now, the Dolly Parton one's like, uh-uh, you got boobies.
Nice, okay.
And girls in fifth grade don't have boobies that big.
Uh-huh.
I thought, is that weird?
That's weird.
And it wasn't said like in a whispering kind of, like, hey, you know what? You know, I was like, just like I'm talking now, just like, you know.
Were they both going to the military as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just checking.
And, I mean, and like the D-sized one had a boyfriend with her. I mean, it wasn't. You know,
yeah, was he standing
like,
there sopping for free food too?
You like flannel? Come here, you.
No, it was like some weird, awkward, weird conversation like I'm privy to, you know. It's like I don't like to get into these. It's like
who's the fat femme Barney Rubble standing over here listening?
Hey Fred.
You know, I'll have to pay more attention.
I mean,
you know that
people come, the guys come up to other guys like, hey Bob, your penis, wow.
I not that I'm aware of, but
you're hanging nice, you know that.
There you go.
You're really hanging.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Guys don't come up to other guys like, hey, man, wow, you're packing. Wow. Right?
No, I wouldn't say. I would say you're probably correct on that, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've not. I don't know. That was so weird. Was
well, they
weird.
Do in Porky's. Like, they did in Porky's, you know. They were always talking about the one guy. So.
Yeah, I know. But it's just,
that's
it was
a movie,
weird. It was
though.
Like, This is like a Playboy Advisor thing happening or something. Or
so evidently you didn't leave the kitchen then at that point, did you?
Yeah, like, oh, wait, where was that Miracle Whip at?
Let me see. Time to go.
Oh, what?
I'm waiting for someone to say boobies again.
Boobies. Motorboat.
No, I don't know.
I got to stay here all day until everybody else leaves.
I don't know.
In case I hear boobies again.
I don't know. Girls talk about their cans all the time or what? Like,
maybe they do. That's a good question.
You like my cans?
You are privy. Well, at this point, you probably could talk about your cans, but that's just a whole other...
I could. Well, me, yeah. Yeah, I probably could.
You like these? I just got these a few years ago. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Just kooky, like people.
I didn't have these in fifth grade either.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's just... I don't know. I don't know. It's gotten a weird thing. Man.
Nice.
It's awkward. You know, like, I don't want to... I do, but I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Pardon me, ladies. I need to find a chair.
And some tissue. I'll be okay. Just keep talking. What else?
I believe that there was a guy in college who probably would have talked about...
No, there were several people in college that probably...
Well, would. I was specifically thinking about Kip because he seemed to like to stare a lot, but that's only because I happened to notice it more than once.
Yeah.
And other people think... Yeah. I don't have any idea if he was staring at me, but I doubt it, so...
The next time you go to a party, Bob, I want you just to hang out with, like, the 20-year-olds just to see what's going on with the young people.
I usually, you know, you always find places. I usually find the place where nobody is, and that's where I hang out, you know?
Yeah.
Either that or I hang out with my kids or something like that. I don't go and hang out with the...
No, I was, but then I got hungry after a while because we were there for a while. I'm like,
is there free food here?
I know there was free food. I just had to go find it. I thought, well...
Hey, Army Brat, where's the free food?
Yeah, next thing I know, you know, everyone's, like, playing doctor in the kitchen or something. Like, what's your labia look like? What?
What? Can I get out my cell phone camera? I need to make a phone call.
Boob check.
You're the only person I know that can actually take a picture with your ear. Yeah. That's the only person I know.
Oh, I'm not taking pictures. No, I'm not. I'm just checking my email.
I twist my ear hair into a point so I can hit the button.
I felt dirty listening to this. I did. I was like,
yeah, right. Dirty.
Well, for a little.
Yeah, for the moment.
Does anyone know where the bathroom is?
About 2 seconds, and then you felt something else.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yes, tell me more. Yes.
Yes.
Tell me, Will Robinson.
I didn't ask for it. It just fell in my lap. Man.
Where was your wife during all this stuff?
More like the living room portion of.
She was actually talking to regular people, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know. Yeah, and I'm like with the older crowd, you know. But I go to hang with the younger people, and I'm hearing, you know.
You like all that salacious talk there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies, there's some carrots over here. You like that? Anything you want to discuss about these?
Anyone got cookies? Because I know where the milk is.
Nice. Yeah. You're such a perv.
I'm not a perv. I'm not, man.
What branch of the military was this chick going into?
I don't recall. I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want to divulge it?
No, I don't want to ruin her things.
All right, well. I guess it's another episode of Miles' title, you know, 20-something eavesdropping here.
I wasn't eavesdropping, man. I was just hanging out. Next thing I know, it's like, you know.
It's a wonder you didn't shout out Cunning Lingus.
Next thing I know, I'm in the forum section of Hustlers. I went to this party, and I couldn't believe my ears when I heard these two hot foxes talking about their breasts.
There you go. Nice.
To my surprise.
Nice.
So, I don't know. So just go to some parties, Bob. And,
I try not to, really. But
hang out, you know. Hang out.
I'll think about it.
Okay.